Okay.
Well, we actually have a question today.
Yeah. But
before we do that, we should probably do the opening, correct?
I was so proud of you.
Yeah. All right. So, welcome to Chit Chats, a mostly unedited space where we break the cycle of what it means to be a woman together.
That's right. We are your hosts. I am Stephanie.
I am Emily.
And today, we are going to be talking about...
It's a very good one.
An anonymous... question?
Yep. Yeah. We're looking for advice. Somebody
looking
who wrote
for
to
advice.
Us.
Okay. It says, if someone close texted me drunk twice, but now has tried to form other connection and now just regular posting online without messaging you to see how you are from that, would you say to them, we can still talk, but for the sake of you trying to know someone, don't drink anymore or send it anymore? I think what they're trying to say is someone that's close to them, I'm assuming this is in a romantic sense, only texts them when they are drunk, and then when they're online, it completely ignores their existence. Mm-hmm. Do you continue to reach out to that person or entertain the drunk text, or do you...
Shut it down,
or reach out to them and say, hey, friendly advice, if you're going to do that, you know, actually try to get to know me first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and just really, I'm going to be very blunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be very blunt. If someone does not have the common courtesy to text you to see how you are on a normal day without alcohol being involved, there's a really good chance that they don't consider you someone of priority in their life, and you are most likely convenience for them when they are under the influence. And so I don't even think you should give them the courtesy of sending a text message, although it could be very cathartic to be like, hey, this is how I feel, but don't expect A, a reply, or B, don't expect...
Or expect a reply, right,
that you
saying,
like.
I'm so sorry,
yeah, that, exactly.
Right? Because this is called emotional manipulation.
Correct.
Right? I'm so, so, so sorry. I'll never do it again. I love you. I want to be with you. And then 2 weeks
That's
later goes back to the same behavior. Yeah. And now you're stuck in a web of that emotional manipulation, which Stephanie and I both know very, very well because we both came from emotionally abusive relationships. Yay!
I think it's
hard. Just imagine, can you put Elmo, the Elmo burning one?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what needs
absolutely.
It. I just imagine him running and it burning.
It's interesting because... I was actually, you know what's funny?
You were just
about
thinking
this
about
whole
Elmo
thing?
Burning?
I was, no.
Oh.
The whole thing about this is I was literally having a self-conversation in the car before when I left the gym today. I thought to myself, geez, you know, there are some women who are with these, I wouldn't even call them men.
Boys
that don't give them the time of day, yet they continue to go back to these guys time and time again.
Yeah.
And then they come to you crying that this person hurt them or that this person is not good to them. But then when things are good with the two of them, oh, well, you don't like them.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Riddle me this. Why would you think I would like someone that has made you, a person that I adore and love, cry, be upset, be hurt,
make you feel bad about yourself? Yeah.
And that's, I guess, not my place to say, especially with friends or acquaintances. Like, I knew someone once who it really got to a point where I finally told her, I said, you know how I feel about this person. You have come to me multiple times to tell me your woes and your sorrows when it comes to this one particular guy.
Yeah.
I can't give you any more advice other than what I've given you.
Yeah.
If this is a pattern of behavior,
then you need to break the
pattern.
Then you need
to break the pattern.
And also listen to our podcast because that's literally what it's about, is breaking the patterns within ourselves that are no longer serving us.
But it's true. Like, yeah. I think it's interesting, and this can go for men, this can go for women.
Yeah.
Why would you go out of your way? I saw you reach over.
Yeah, I was like, do I want
to? Like, okay. Here, we can cheers to cheers to new beginnings.
Moving forward.
How's that?
I didn't even realize, but I have an orange glass and you have a pink glass, and we matched them to our tops. This was not on purpose. It's just life did that for us.
Would you guys like to meet the love of my life?
Oh, God.
The most toxic man around.
He's the emotional manipulator.
Yeah, you are the emotional manipulator.
He's like, Mommy, let me eat your face.
All right, go play with your friend. I feel like that mother. Go play with your friend.
Mommy's drinking.
So, yeah, I never understood why you see people give and give and give to someone
they believe that that's their value. And that's very sad because...
Like, do you think you're not going to get anyone else? Do you think you're not good enough?
Yeah.
Like,
how I was. Like, isn't that how you were when you were in your emotionally abusive relationship?
I drove to Orlando. Well, okay, this wasn't emotionally abusive. This one was just... me being, I should have just cut the cord early. I was with somebody. I literally went to Orlando. I can't even begin to tell you how many times. Like, an aggressive amount of times.
I hope everybody can hear the dogs just absolutely
We are not in support of dog fighting. No. But it is happening here today
on this
show.
It's loving fighting. They're just having a good time.
Place your bets down below who you think is going to win.
All right.
Is it Hank or is it Scotty?
I actually am going to...
I put money on Scotty.
I'm going to vote my dog, too. I'm going to say Scotty.
He's a scrapper.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate the tiny... It's the tiny ones that know how to do it the most.
It's true. Take it from two tiny ones. Oh, yeah? You got him?
Yeah. They're in a standoff now. They're just kind of staring at each other.
But,
But that's... I mean...
It's something that I thought of when I read this question, and they never came to you.
Never! And the only time they ever came to me when it was convenient and they were visiting family.
Yeah.
And I hear so many girls, like, I hear so many people talk about it.
Especially on TikTok now that we're on it. My goodness.
It's like, and I know a couple people personally.
Yeah.
Who, and it feels like they're convincing themselves that they're going to them. No, because of X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, look, baby, that's on you. Like, if that... at a certain point, you're going to use all your time and freedom to go visit someone who has not even given
you
a second
time of day.
Thought, you know? But then they do something called breadcrumbing.
Yeah.
Where they give you emotional
manipulation, baby. Yeah.
Just a little taste.
Which, for this case, would be those drunk text messages, right? They're breadcrumbing to pull you back in. Then it's a 2-week cyclical pattern or whatever it is, and they pretend that you don't exist, and then 2 weeks later...
Pardon. Emily, take it away.
And then 2 weeks later, you know, you don't even... You hear from them again, right? And they do the same exact thing they did last time. So, for me, I've been there. Like, Stephanie and I always come from these... from places that we've been there.
Yeah, we're never going to talk about something we haven't been through. And also, mind you, take it
with
for
a grain of salt.
Yeah, because it's our experience.
It's our experience, exactly.
And like, look, I could sit here all the live long day and say, oh, I can't believe you're doing X. I'm in none of these people's shoes. I don't know their relationship. I don't know their friendship. I don't know their dynamic with this person.
Yeah.
But... you can be smart enough to notice a pattern of behavior when someone comes and presents you the same things over and over again, to which you deduce you're being used, you're being manipulated, you're not being treated the way you deserve to be treated. Right.
I think that's big, and it's something that I thought of when I read this question, too. Like, I've been there. There were definitely times in high school and throughout my college career that, you know, I remember one time distinctly... this really good-looking guy in my dorm. I just was in awe of how beautiful this person was, and I really wanted to kiss him. Of course I would. He was gorgeous. And probably do a little bit more.
She got arrested.
I did not get arrested, but I did get drunk at a party, and he was too, and he ended up coming back to my room, and we fooled around a little bit. Oh. Yeah. But then he pretended that he didn't know me. right? So
the
like
next day?
The next day.
Did he stay over?
No, we didn't get that far. Okay. We didn't go all the
good
way.
Girl. Yeah. I call those Christian sleepovers.
Yeah, no.
You don't really do anything.
Oh, we did things, but just not the deed. But every time we saw each other after that, he never went to look at for me again, right, in that way. So it kind of reminds me of that, and you cannot do that. You can't allow yourself to, your self-worth should be determined by you, not somebody else. So what that says to me is that you don't have enough self-worth for yourself to say, this is not how I deserve to be treated. And unless you are willing to put a boundary up between you and this person, then it's always going to be the same thing. There's like no change in behavior, right? It is a pattern of behavior that's happening.
And I think some people need to just go through that in order to see that that's what it is.
But don't expect change, because there won't be any, unfortunately. Yeah. And I think that's the sad case about it. But if you want to put a boundary up, then you put a boundary up. You tell them exactly, I will not respond to your drunk texts.
Or and if you don't, and block them.
Yeah. And also, if you don't want to be with me when you are not drunk, I no longer want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? Because now you're hurting me. You've hurt my feelings.
People will treat you the way you allow them to treat you.
Yes. And oh my God, that's from Perks of Being a Wallflower. Yes.
And I think
we
that
accept
is
the love we think we deserve.
That is literally, I will tell you, that I think is what the definition of a boundary is.
Yeah.
Is you set boundaries for yourself, not others, right? Boundary is it's a trendy word. People like to use it, like to be like, you're crossing my boundaries. And like, then they'll sit there and they'll argue with that person.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening is that you're crossing your own boundary by continuing to argue with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You set the boundary. Case in point. Emily, I will not accept your drunk text anymore. So do not text me when you're drunk.
You got it, baby.
No problem, right? Emily gets drunk. Text
me. Hey, man, want to come over and watch a movie?
I now say to her, I told you I'm not going to do that. What I've just done there is I've just gone back on my word.
But baby, come on, come over.
I should have just left that text in the void. And it's so hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I think we want that jolt of like satisfaction. And I think that gives it to us. I'm not going to sit there and fight with you. I'm going to allow myself to sit in that discomfort of not answering that message. And then once that settles, I'm going to realize that was the right thing to do. If you tell someone once and they disrespect it, then you walk away.
Yeah.
And it's as plain and simple as that. And that goes for men, that goes for women, that goes for anything in between.
Yeah.
You set a boundary. I will not answer you when you're drunk. You can communicate that once to them. But if they continue to do it,
you're done.
And you're responding, then I don't feel bad for you. You're crossing your own boundary. So they're going to know that, oh, like you ever had someone say to you, oh, you know that's not true. You're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's true. So.
Yeah. I think this is a really hard lesson for people to kind of learn. But
yeah. And it has nothing to do with you. That's
and,
the thing.
Yeah, and it really has nothing to
it's
do
like
with you.
It's like if someone doesn't like you or they're using you, like,
then they're not the person for you. And also, once again, if you want to find the person for you, right, or a relationship that is actually healthy, you have to let go of the people that are unhealthy that are around you. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And that sucks, but it's the only way to move forward.
And that's not to say to torch every bridge. Like,
no.
Understand what relationships are worth fighting for.
Yeah.
And I use fighting in quotation because it should never be a fight. It should be an open dialogue. It should be an exchange of emotion where it's not so heated that you're screaming and yelling. You have to be able to have conflict resolution. And if there are people who are going to make you feel small, they don't want to have the conversations, they're going to dismiss you, they're going to manipulate you. And look, not everything is a manipulation. Some people just don't know.
Yeah.
But that's on you to say, this is how I want to be treated. And if you can't treat me like this and you can't meet me here, then maybe we're not right for each other.
Yeah.
And that goes for friendships, relationships, family. Family's a tough one. We could do a whole other segment on that. But yeah. I think that's a great place to leave it.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was very well said.
Yeah. If you have your own questions or are seeking advice, we're more than happy to lend a very, educated
ear, opinion. Nose, a shoulder, knees, and toes.
I love it. Yeah. Go check out our new website.
If www.cyclechats.com.
We're on TikTok now because Stephanie bent my arm backwards. You did. And we're thankful for all of you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Cheers.
Cheers to that and our matching glasses to our shirts.
And we hope you continue. Sink.
Ooh. We hope you continue to sync up with us, I guess.
Bye-bye.
Love it.